Well, the last words of that song that we sing, that we sung, praise to God. What a glorious God we have, and a faithful God, because he answers our prayers. And I'm sure many of us, if not all of us, have relatives or friends that we're praying for because they're not believers. Well, I witnessed over the last couple of weeks a person come to the Lord through prayer. Karen had a friend stay with us whose father was dying of cancer. At first it was months he had left. Then it was weeks, and by the time Karen's friend got home, it was virtually days. He was taken to hospital. And Karen, I'll just call her Karen. Karen has always been praying for her father and her mother. They did the Alpha course, but they didn't really become believers. And Karen is a believer, and she wanted her father to know the Lord. Her father was supposed to go into a hospice, but when Karen found out, they couldn't do chemo. So the reason was because instead of days, it was virtually hours that he had left. And Karen went to the hospital and she prayed with her dad. She said, "Dad, you've got to make a decision." Her father knew that he didn't have very long. And she read Psalms to him and things like that. And she prayed and she said, "Dad, will you accept Jesus as your saviour?" And she prayed with him and he spoke a prayer with her. And yes, he said yes. I think an hour or so later, a friend of Karen's or a relative was in the room and they were saying, "Oh, do you want to do this, that?" And he just said, "I just want to go. I am ready to go." And he looked at Karen and he said, "I can see Jesus. I can see Jesus." And I think it was an hour or so later, he died. And so I just encourage everyone, don't stop praying for those relatives that we think or thought were lost. Because we have a God that loves those relatives more than we do, and he wants them to be with him. Yeah. So.